I've known Keith Shank, who's a counselor and lives in Dayton, for the best part of a decade, and I found exploring Keith's straightforward attitude towards his Parkinson's disease might be something from which we could all benefit.
I was diagnosed at the age of 46. That would have been 2004. And I was having some health problems. I was referred to a neurologist by my doctor. My father had Parkinson's. He said, "I don't think you have it, but we're going to get this ruled out and go from there." And I was there for 15 minutes and walked away with the diagnosis.
15 minutes?
Yeah.
How did they do it so quickly?
It was the cogwheeling in my joints. And
wait a minute, cogwheeling. What's that?
It's like ratcheting. It's like if it was slow motion, it would go and stop, go, stop, go, stop.
What was your reaction?
I was stunned.
What do you remember of your father having Parkinson's?
He had difficulty walking. He was starting to lose his memory. You know, he'd be sitting in a chair, couldn't get out of a chair. You know, he just could not function normally.
Is that what you associated Parkinson's with? That was going to be you?
That's what I thought.
All right. You walk out. You're stunned. Once the stunnedness wears off, What took over?
Well, it was actually probably about a year later because it really didn't affect me anymore. I just like I was just at this stage with it where you really couldn't tell it, but there was the light symptoms, a small tremor, very rigid in the trunk area, waist down. And as that went on, I started experiencing a lot of physical pain with it, difficulty walking, especially in the mornings. I've had the experience of waking up and go to get out of bed and turn, and just the top half of my body would move and my bottom torso would just lay there.
After a year, is that when these symptoms started to crank up?
Yeah, that's when they started to crank up.
All right, talk me through your emotional reaction. Were you mad?
Yeah, there was anger there. I went through a stage for a while that I would read about it and study about it, just wanted to know everything that I could find out. And that gave me a sense of relief because I understood what was going on. But I'm in a stage with it now, you know. I don't want to read about it, you know. I just go on with life each day.
You're cut off from physical activity, kinds of things that you used to do. And I know that you are active with other Parkinson's, do you say sufferers? What's the term you use? People who have Parkinson's?
That's the way generally we say people with Parkinson's. And I started the support group.
You started it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when?
That was in 2007.
All right. What led to this?
I'm a counselor.
By trade.
Yeah, by trade. And I just know support groups are, you know, really help a lot of people. And there was one in Harrisonburg, and I was living in Stanton at the time. And so I started one at a church in Fishersville. The very first time we met, we had seven people came that had Parkinson's. Some of them brought friends or family members. And six of the seven have continued since then. Two have passed away.
What was your idea for, you know, meeting number one? What'd you do?
At first, I just had speakers come in, you know, doctors, physical therapists, anybody that in the field did anything associated with Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
And about a year ago, we meet the first Saturday of each month. And now we split into two groups every other month. And the one group is the caregivers group, and that's the significant other, wife, friend, family member. They meet in one room, and then the people with Parkinson's meet in another group.
And what do you talk about? Can you take me inside a meeting?
The people with Parkinson's, we talk about our medications. You know, we're on different medications mm-hmm. for it. Our symptoms, you know, where we're at with it. Some of us may talk about how it may affect, you know, our wives, you know, the family.
Somebody, you can talk with somebody who's walking around in your shoes.
Right.
Yeah. Are there a couple of things? Is there one thing that is the hardest for people to deal with? Are there any generalities?
Well, it's just the thing of, you know, when you start progressing and you know, you have trouble doing what you did in the past, it's the good old ego gets in the way. And You know, there's one older member. He was an avid biker, runner, and, you know, was very active in things. I think he ran marathons, and, you know, he's wheelchair bound now. And, you know, I watched him go through those stages of progression since 2007. So, you know, that's, what, 5 years ago?
Has the support group helped him, do you think?
Yes. Him and his wife both, and it's just been a good support to them.
Yeah.
It's amazing, you know, a lot of people you talk to, they have someone in the family somewhere that may have or has it, and this is an opportunity if you want to develop a greater understanding.
You'll find a link to a Daily News Record article about Keith Shank and his Fishersville Parkinson's Support Group on the Spark page at WMRA.org. The Spark is a joint production of the WMRA community of listeners and the staff of WMRA Public Radio. The Spark theme music is supplied by the Avant Gardeners of Albemarle County. Terry Ward is the show's web wrangler. Thanks today to Terry, Matt, and Bob for their assistance. And again, special thanks to Sarah Scarlett for putting me in touch with Lovingston's Sarah Taylor. Now, if you or anyone you know does stuff that would make for an interesting conversation on The Spark, shoot me an email through the Spark page at WMRA.org. I'm Martha Woodruff. It has been a great pleasure to be with you.